after what happened midweek. We've not got off the best of starts, have we, in the first minute. And, you know, it's a ball that's up the left, and as soon as it comes in, in fact, if you look at the three goals that we lost, the three goal scorers are on their own. The first one's on his own, the second one's crossed into the box again. Boyle's played a ball into the box, and the boy's on his own when he's putting it in. The third one is even worse because it's in there and it's headed out to the edge of the box. We've got three midfield players, and not one of them was anywhere near the boy struck it for the edge of the box with no pressure on him whatsoever. And yet, when you go up the other end, because let's face it, we had enough of the ball of the day, probably more than they had. We showed enough tenacity, but we over elaborated. We kind of get the final ball in, we didn't have enough guile to get play around about it. And then when we get a couple of chances, the one in the first half, Alan Smith's just got a free sight of goal. And you look at it to say yourself, Airdrie probably had four opportunities a day, and three of them went in the net. I'm not saying we had any more than them, because their defence was better than ours a day. But I wouldn't just blame the defence. I blame a lot of it on, because defending's a team for the front, and the midfield players are getting caught up in trying to attack all the time. And you know, they're not doing their job once we lose the ball. They're keeping their shape, and what they're doing is they're leaving gaps, and we're getting caught. So we have to have a wee rethink there. But having said that, the two chances we got, Smith should have scored, and then when Bucky, I think if it was 3-0 or 2-0, was it? When Bucky had heard the ball across the face of the goal for a free kick, and I think Andy Gagan, who normally gets goals for that area, he didn't take the chance either. But you know, what concerns me more is the goals that we're giving away, because we've gone from improving in that area, and I think if you look at the last four games, I've just said to them in there, three goals today, three on Tuesday, two against Ayr United and two at Stranraer. It's 10 goals. I think that wasn't far away from how much we'd lost in all the rest of the games put together. So we're back to gifting goals, which is putting us under pressure to score, and we're no handling that side of it either. So you know, we need to make sure we make it far more difficult and get our shape right while we're giving goals away that's costing us. And they're goals that are easily avoidable, because players are just too caught up in doing their own thing and not doing it for the team. Simple as that.
Problems in all departments then, really, you're saying?
Well, it must make Lewis Martin a top player, because at the end of the day, since he's been out, you know, he come back in and made a clean sheet against Stirling Albion. We go to Stranraer, but the two goals down there, one's a freak and one's an OG in the last minute, early 90 minutes, defended really well down there, and then the laddie goes out, and you know, we lose two against Ayr, we lose three in midweek. So it's not due to one person, surely. What we're doing as a team, I think it's coming for the midfield players too caught up and getting carried away. They're naturally good footballers, you know. Giggs is concentrating on more and getting in the box, which he's good at, but you've got to do the rest of the side first. Getting in the box for a midfield's a bonus. Enough, we've got strikers, we've got three strikers on the day at one time for most of the game that should be, you know, and then anybody coming late in the box. But you've got to do your midfield job, and they're leaving far too many gaps. And when the ball's played into the box and we do play it out, you know, there's too many gaps. There's not enough people there to shield the back four. And that's what's costing us. You just need to look at three goals today. They're all on their own when they put the ball in the net. Nobody near them. Can't they get away with
Jim
that?
Jim Lister gave you a centre-back a hard afternoon. Jim Lister gave you a centre-half a hard afternoon.
They gave him a hard afternoon. He worked hard, but that's what he's all about. So he didn't have any chances, I don't think. No. You know, the chances, who got their goals? Printy got the first one, didn't he? Who got this?
Nathan Blockley.
Eh? Blockley got the second one. He's run past Ali Witts to coming out of the back post. He's run right past him. and put the ball in the net. The third chance, he's put it out and he's teeing it up inside the box. Went off. We know Dunfermline players are near him. It's bloody schoolboy stuff, you know. Where's the midfield players? You know, when the ball's wide or playing, we've got to get back in there so that when it's headed out, they're closing it down or winning it, and then you hit them on the break. You're too busy caught up the pitch. No, you know, win games when you're getting goals away like we're doing, and we're doing it in the last few weeks. We're doing it, giving them away far too easily. So we need to solve that problem.
And sort out before next Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, next Saturday, because this league it's going to chop and change for. You know, you can be up second or first or third in 1 week, and then you can be doing it. So it becomes a really, really big game again next week. So. But we'll be a lot better, I can assure you, and we'll be a lot tighter when we've been in the last couple of games, because you'll not get away with that week in, week out. And teams will know that they're getting in about us because we're a footballing side. And that's what this league's all about, so we have to learn fast that we have to get our shape right. We're good on at playing it and passing it and everything up until the last third. You know, when teams are no sitting back, but when you lose the first goal, they've got something to hold on to, and they're not going to get away easily, and they didn't do that today. It took a free kick. I mean, Bucky's one of the defenders back there that's lost the goals, but he's the one that's got us a goal at the other end. You kind of rely on that all the time, you know. The forwards have got to start putting the ball in the net when we're getting the chances, and because I think if you think about it, Bucky scored doing it to Stranraer. Who was it? Who got us the second goal? Giggs for the middle of the park for a free kick, you know. I think after that, I think Shawnee Byrne, his midfield players, we got them against Stirling. We got them against Stirling. You know what I mean? Stirling, Andy Stirling.
He did.
Yeah. No Stirling, here.
Ah, Stirling, Smith got two.
But it's about leaving ourselves too exposed, and we're getting caught because I think we think we should go and outplay teams all the time, and you can't do that. You need to get your shape right and grind out results, and we need to have a spell of doing that.
Thanks,
Johnny.